say it's just for a kiss. You'll be the victim of your own dirty tricks. You got yourself to tease and displease. Door swinging wide.
Yo.
Yo. Welcome to Strictly 80s Joel. You want to say
Strictly.
It?
It's funny, after all these years, we're still, every time it's a little confusing.
Well, we've changed a couple
Strictly 80s Joel?
I almost said Lee Daniels at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm just a big fan.
He's the former owner of this program.
Yeah, before we went independent.
Yeah.
Went public.
We didn't want to be ruled by the billionaire class.
Mm.
The billionaire class.
The billionaire class has won the day.
It's actually funny because he became a billionaire off of the show.
Lee Daniels.
Yes.
Okay.
He's just an actor.
Mm.
Or no, director.
More like. Yeah, he's a director.
Yeah. And who has a butler? Lee Daniels, the butler. But then he invested in our show. And, I mean, it was good in certain ways.
Yeah.
We had a butler in studio.
That's true. That was the investment, because that's all he had. He wasn't a billionaire then.
Right. He just had manpower.
Hmm.
So that was really nice. It was nice having a butler.
Manpower.
Oh, yeah, a butler. Literally a butler. More butt than lur.
Hmm.
And then he made billions off of the show, because you know how we do those. Yeah. Those
Lee made PSAs. Billions. Butler made billions.
Like, you know how we have those PSAs.
I don't know that anymore, to be honest.
We used to have. Well, now that we're not owned by the
by
the shills, the corporate shills. We had PSAs, and he made a lot of money off.
Shilliam Clinton.
Shilliam Clinton. Yes, exactly.
Both of them have shill names.
It's true.
Suspicious? Yes.
Feel old yet?
No.
No. We're still young.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm in a poetry class for all you listeners out there.
I know.
I was talking to you. And someone today in a poem used the word wanderlust.
No way.
It's true. They did.
Jen, this one's for
you. It
was
a really bad poem, too. It was a poem.
Well,
it was a.
You kind of already said that.
That's true. No, but it was a poem about somebody wrote a poem about, like, it was from the perspective of an old English man reflecting on a time he was in India. And so this person who wrote this poem is neither an old English man nor somebody who's been to India. So you could just imagine how that went. It was very much like the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel 3 Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, man, that sounds risky.
It wasn't offensive. It was more just like, oh, like,
this trope.
This is like, you've seen Slumdog Millionaire. Like, this is what
did they, how'd they describe,
like,
India?
Ooh, the exotic spices and mangoes. And
oh, dude, people love writing about mangoes in poetry.
And they love being like on this foreign continent with these exquisite saris.
Do they say and, subcontinent?
Like, exquisite saris and gulab jamun and like all
did they
stuff.
Say gulab jamun?
Yeah, they did. I'll give them credit for pronouncing it properly.
At least they got that one.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, yeah, that was interesting.
Oh, wow.
And they just said, literally one of the lines was just, Wanderlust with a period. Just Wanderlust.
Oh.
It was amazing.
You know what I always say?
Wanderlust. I always say Wanderlust.
I also always say the exquisite sorries.
Oh, yeah. And by we mean S-O-R-R-Y.
Yeah, I'm talking about very detailed, beautiful apologies.
Go to India. You'll get them. You will get them.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Wait, was it a male or a female that wrote? Or
a female. A female who wrote it.
So she...
Yeah, don't bring that bi-gender.
But you can't even get offended properly.
That duopoly of genders.
All right, back to Monopoly.
Monopoly, yeah. There should be one gender. There should be a monopoly of genders.
Sorry, I was clapping really loudly for you. Yeah, which one would it be?
The superior one. Dog. Everyone is dog gendered.
Hmm. What are the pronouns for dog?
Dog.
So, dog left dog bag in the studio?
Dog.
Okay, it's not just every word.
Dog.
Dog. Must love them.
What? Love dogs?
Must love dogs.
Must love God is what I say.
Hey.
Must love God.
You must.
Love God or no radio.
So I've got a God story.
Dude, this is a God dream.
He just mispronounced good, dude. There's just a typo on the teleprompter. He's trying to say this is a good dream. No, so I was at a guest lecture today. It was mostly about evangelicals. But I'm walking home, feeling the spirit of whatever they believe in upon me.
Evangelicalism. Evangelism. Is it evangelism or evangelicalism? Evangelicism.
Evangelica. Eva.
Even Angelica.
Eva Angelica.
Even Angelica.
No, so I'm walking back, and these two, and I'm, you know, I cross the bridge to our part of town.
Right.
And these two young ladies.
Wait, first of all, let me just say, how wanderlust of you.
I was wandering, and I was lusting.
Oh, what else is new?
Hey, and these two ladies are wearing, like, wizard's robes. Like some Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone type stuff.
Oh, wow.
And they are like, do you know where...
Platform 9 3/4 is?
And they made that joke.
They did?
No.
Oh.
They were like, do you know where...
That's not a joke.
Yeah.
They're late for class.
They're late for the semester at that rate.
That's true. They're pretty late.
They asked where, like, I forget the name was, but it was like Fleming's Street or something.
That's very Hogwartsy.
Yeah. And
that's very Diagon Alley-ish.
And I was like a block from Chester Avenue, where we live, if you are listening and want to visit.
Don't tell them our address.
We have separate addresses, so they can't find us both.
Yeah, but they could figure it out.
Okay. Let's just say...
Chester Avenue where do we live? What town?
Gary.
What city? Gary, Indiana.
No, Gary, Massachusetts. No,
Gary, Massachusetts, of course.
And anyway, so they approached me. They're like, where's the street? And I'm like... And they didn't understand. I was trying to speak parcel tongue. Wasn't their thing.
Oh, I see.
But I was like... don't really know, and my phone's dead, so I can't use my computer phone.
So you're just totally unhelpful.
I was totally unhelpful, and I see these poor young wizards,
warlocks.
These young ladies in these witch robes.
These witches, really. They're witches.
Yeah, they're witches. Have name tags, big, nice name tags, each of them on their wizard's robes, and they say, Church of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, they're Mormons.
I found some Mormons. And they were asking me, godless heathen, for help.
Well, you worship the same God as Mormons.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Both you guys worship Drake.
Hmm.
I tried to pick somebody there and I just went with Drake.
Yeah, it was a good attempt.
I tried to think of someone funnier, but I could not.
I don't think they worship Drake in his debaucherous lifestyle, to be honest.
Wait, so they were just missionaries?
Well, I thought they were like trying to like... you know, spread the word. But I think they were just going to like a Mormon party at like someone from their congregation's house. And they were like, show me where this parking lot is. And I'm like, there's a parking lot over there by this heathen church.
Dude, you should have said, they paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
That's true. They did. The Crows, or was that Joni Mitchell?
It was Counting Crows.
Okay. Good band.
Wait, did she also say that?
That's her song. They cover it.
Really?
That's a cover.
What the hell?
It's a good cover.
It is a good cover, actually.
We'll play it today.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they, you know, they couldn't find where we're going. They walked with me for a really long time. And then they asked me what my name was at the end. I told them. And I asked what their name was. And is this a thing that Mormons have to do?
Dude, even you know what you should have done in that situation? What? You should have converted them.
To
anything. And then you'd have been like, oh, how the tables have turned, would have been a good line.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know how I would convince them, though. Like, first of all, I have to decide what I'm converting them to.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they asked me my name, and I asked them this, and I didn't know this was a Mormon thing to do when they're, like, you know, off duty and not proselytizing.
Which is what, asked for directions?
I guess, no, I said, what's your name? Or they said, what's my name? You know what
I mean. Why do they ask your name?
Because I walked with them for like 5 to 10 minutes.
Oh, you were like looking for a place with them?
Well, they were like, we go to the parking lot and then we make a right.
Which
and then another
lot?
Right. So what the street they were looking for is actually down near where we are right now in the studio. It's down that street past that gym parking lot. And then in the depths.
The listeners can't hear you point.
No, they can. I'm using my nose on the mic.
Oh, gotcha.
And that is not, I walked them past the parking lot near our house.
Okay.
And
wait, which parking lot? The one behind the church.
Wait, the one they wanted or the one I showed
them? Wait, what church is near our house?
The church that's across the street from your house.
Oh, that church.
Yeah, and the parking lot that you live across from.
Yeah, yeah. See, I don't think of it as a church. I just think of it as home.
But I asked them what their names were, and they said, instead of giving me just a name, they said Sister Morgan or Sister Letitia. And like,
it's very possible that their names were sister.
Well, I do know someone named Sister, but not
you do?
Yeah.
First name Sister.
First name Sister.
That's boy or girl?
Girl.
Aww. Oh,
I know. It's a bummer.
Then their parents could have been like, you wanted a sister.
I think she's an only child. I don't know.
Wait, she's an only child?
Listeners.
That's really depressing, actually. That's like a weird, depressing...
I think she might have one sister, actually.
That's... Oh, okay.
Herself. Because her name's... Anyway.
So, the sisters. You walked with the sisters.
Yeah, and...
You walked with,
so
your,
I let
with
them,
your sisters.
So, they were like... Had to turn right, like, 3 times. And then there's this street on... That goes... meets our street... And it's just a dead end, and I knew that, and they knew that, but they're just like, we're going to look anyway.
Dude, nothing makes me feel worse than when I give someone directions, and then later I realize it was definitely the wrong direction.
See, I just told them, I'm like, I don't know.
The wrong way. And then I knew at some point they get to where I told them to go, and they're like, fuck.
Yeah, I figured they'd find it because their directions seem pretty good, but then when I got in at home, I Googled it, and it's like, oh, that's very far away. That's like they
Wait,
just
why
started.
Why did they not have phones?
One of them had a dumb phone.
Oh, they didn't have a. They didn't. They had a dumb phone.
Yeah, they did not have a smartphone.
What about the other one? Dead? Battery dead?
Who knows, dude? They didn't say. I didn't ask.
Interesting.
They just said we have a dumb phone.
They said we have dumb phones?
We have a dumb phone.
They said dumb phone?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like a non-smartphone. Yeah, they're hip.
They are?
I mean, no, but maybe. They were nice to me.
Yeah. You know, we over here on the Strictly Ladies Joel show, we are actually a sectarian show.
Yes.
We do follow religion. Yeah. It is the Baha'i faith.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Brother Joe?
The Beehive.
Brother Joseph.
The Beehive faith.
The Beehive faith.
Beehive.
Keep the keep the faith is what I always say.
And I say, bzz, yes.
That's the only thing he says. It's very confusing unless you're asking him a question in which the answer is yes.
Bzz, yes. That's our creed.
It is.
It's our Adonis creed.
It is in the holy scriptures.
What are our holy scriptures?
Just bzz. What are asking? What are they in general? What are holy scriptures?
Yeah, what are they?
Holy scriptures?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not What's religious.
Are there any non-holy scriptures?
Like just scriptures?
Yeah. Are there any just scriptures?
Like anything you write with like web dings on Google on Microsoft Word?
Is it
that's
web
a
dings?
Scripture. It's wingdings or web dings or something.
I think it's wingdings.
It's something like that. Should you post on? Did you post on Facebook that we're doing a show right now?
Who's to say? I might have.
Can you see how many listeners we have?
Hold on. Give me a second. I posted in the group, but not on my thing. So, I'm a advertise right now. Oh, I haven't even.
We here at Strictly Asial take our marketing very seriously.
Yeah. If you want to get inside the marketing studio, just listen to the show while we market right now.
Right. This is like a we're operating like a sort of multi-level marketing.
Yeah, you should call in and talk about marketing with us. We're business boys.
Yeah, we're like have you ever seen Inside the Actor's Studio?
No.
Well, this is Inside the Marketer's Studio.
Hmm. I'm itchy.
See that? See what he just said right there?
Marketing.
That just generated a lot of buzz. That is very click-worthy.
Yes.
That is very click-worthy.
But, you know, I know we have 8 listeners right
you know
now,
what's
kinda
interesting
and none of them are calling in. What's up?
The movie 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah?
Is like a BuzzFeed article, like, as a movie.
It's true, but
it's
I
like
don't
a
remember.
It's a click-worthy movie.
Do you know what the 10
you
things
know, is an
were?
Even more buzzworthy movie? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. How buzzworthy is that?
What about 47 Ronin?
Very buzzworthy.
It's a long one.
A lot of Ronins. A lot. Oh, we got a caller.
Oh. Let's see what happens. Let's see if they're happy today. Hello, caller.
Hey, Joe.
You are on the air. Could you introduce yourself?
Oh, yeah. Do I get a DJ name or am I just me?
You need to introduce yourself.
Yeah, please.
Wait, what?
Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of bird law.
All right, cool. Okay, I'm going to use an alias then. This is DJ Dr. Duke from the Wyatt D'Amelio podcast.
Oh.
Still unreleased, but, you know, future episodes.
Now, is this a different...
Wait. You're having Future on your podcast.
Oh,
episodes yeah. with the rapper Future.
No.
You just said future episodes.
Yeah, no, I'm starring in future episodes.
Whoa. Are you Future?
Yeah, are you Future is what I'm asking.
I am Future.
Wow.
You don't have to use an alias.
Yeah, just please, yeah. We need the content.
Right.
Well, I had to use an alias. Yeah.
Future, what's your favorite one of your own songs?
Yes.
You know, I didn't know that I existed until a few seconds ago when you told me that there was a rapper named Future.
Ooh.
He's drinking stuff right now.
He's what?
He's on some stuff.
So I don't know. This is a dumb joke. We should stop.
You sound like...
This thread of joking. I hate it.
You sound like you're in a really dark place right now.
I am. The lights are all off in my bedroom.
Hey! Oh. We should go down this line of joking. Alright, well, what are you calling about, Future?
Yeah.
I don't know. You told me you said on the radio you wanted to talk about marketing.
Oh
yes, this is Inside the Marketing Studio. Inside the Marketer's Studio. We're all about hip, buzzworthy, fresh, hot content that is unloaded onto the face of the internet.
Yeah. I like that stuff too.
Drips down the face of the internet.
Drips down the face of the internet.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You mean porn, right?
Well, that's a form of content.
That is a form of content.
And here, we don't discriminate here at Inside the Market Basket. We like to talk about all the different kinds of content.
Have you guys thought about diversifying into pornographic radio?
What do you think you're listening to?
Yeah.
There's a reason why nobody calls in.
Yeah.
They're all busy doing stuff.
Pornographic
radio. Would you like to do an audition?
Yes.
No.
Would you like to sit on our casting couch?
Can you... So how old are you?
I'm 24.
So barely legal.
I mean, sorry, I'm 18.
There we go.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Yes.
Good.
Cool.
Your boyfriend know you're here?
No.
Can you tell me about the first time you had sex?
I'd really rather not.
What's your fuck style?
I was wondering when that would come up.
Ooh.
Oh, hey.
We've
sunk this low.
My fuck style.
Whoa, don't curse on the radio, please.
Hey, these are public airwaves.
Well,
we have a large audience of infants. Large.
Bambini.
Large infants are listening.
So I get to pick any adjective?
It doesn't even have to be an adjective. It could be a sentence.
I just
want to
hear the truth.
Yeah, just what you feel, my man.
Joe is literally touching himself while you speak right now. I'm not kidding. He's touching himself. It is belly.
I'm gonna say my fuck style is.
Come on!
Stop swearing! And tell us your fuck style already.
I'm gonna say my is medium.
Medium, not medium rare.
No, it's just medium.
Mm.
Interesting.
How do they like it?
Medium.
Mm, that's good. That works out well for you.
So there's some parody there.
Parody. Oh, that kind of parody.
Parrot. Not. It's like very. It's like parrots.
Very much like a parrot.
Yeah, it's a parody. Yeah.
Favorite kind of parrot.
Oh, we got another caller.
All right, Dr. Duke, we're going to leave you on, and we're going to let someone join us here in the studio. Hey, caller, you're live on...
I hope it's not Freights.
Okay, caller, you're live.
Hey, Joe, what are you going to do in my shirt back?
Yes, it's not Freights.
Sorry?
Joe, when are you going to give me my shirt back? You had it for like a month.
Oh, you wanted me to mail that to you, didn't you?
You going to mail it or what?
I don't know. I thought you'd come
what
up.
What is this?
This is Wyatt. He left his shirt here.
Oh, Wyatt, I have a message for you.
Wait, am I on the radio right
Wyatt,
now?
Wyatt, I have a message for you.
Is this not your personal line?
Joe has been wearing your shirt every day. He won't take it off.
Wow.
God, he's going to stretch it vertically.
You have no idea what it looks like right now.
Wait, what's Wyatt's
He's going to make it a lot longer.
Wait, what was that? What was that, Dr. Duke?
I want to know what Wyatt's fork style is.
I don't know your what fork
his fork style
like what
fork style
how he eats.
Wyatt, what's your farkas style?
I stole a fork from my dining hall recently.
That's a
so I'd say that
that's style.
Yeah.
what about your fun style?
Oh, my fun style.
Your fun style.
Yeah. What's your fun style?
Dude, my fudge style is brown.
All right, I'll answer these questions in order.
Okay.
Peppermint bark.
Okay, that's your fudge style?
Fudge style.
Some nights, only the intro.
Oh, by fun, period.
Oh, it's the fun style, yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, I get it.
What about
my fungus style is mushroom.
Fungus
style. Okay, what about your freak style?
Freaky Styly by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
My freak style?
Yes.
Yeah.
Peppermint bark.
Also peppermint bark.
Okay. How about your fuck style, though?
Whoa, hey!
Dr. Duke. We're gonna take that doctorate away.
Yeah.
Wait, are we on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That explains... No, I've been trying to call you, like, in the afternoon, and it's always this old guy that asks me what old classic rock songs I want to hear, and I keep telling him, no, Joe, give me my shirt back. I don't want to listen to Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, but you know that is a Creedence Clearwater Revival song, though, right?
Yeah,
he's listening to you. He's probably confused that you keep asking for that song.
Joe, give me my shirt back.
Yeah.
He always plays it, and now I got to say I'm a big Creedence fan, but I think it's my shirt.
They are quite good.
Yes. I've listened to their greatest hits with great frequency and a car ride with Jake Hoover.
And were you wearing a shirt?
I used to not like them, but then I saw The Rain, and I was reminded of their song, Have You Ever Seen The Rain? And now I get it.
And you said, yes.
And you said, boy, I am a fortunate son.
Hey.
Callers, I got a question for you boys.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Let's get political for a second.
Can we?
Yeah, there have been some elections today, and I just want to know what you guys think about the fact that Hillary Clinton cheated and stole this election by convincing more people to vote for her.
It's obscene, to be quite honest.
Than other candidates were able to.
Okay, yeah. If I can offer a political opinion, and I'm not usually a political person. Okay. But for now, but as a result, when I offer a political opinion, it's a big deal.
Okay, because you're not a political person?
Because I'm not a political person.
And everyone says, hey, this guy must know what he's talking about.
I must know what I'm talking about, because I am publicly admitting I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, honestly, dude. You know what I like to say every now and then? I like to go, what? Hey, let me chime in on this topic. It's a little thing I like to say.
Look, I'll preface this with, just because I'm saying it or repeating it or retweeting it, it doesn't equal an endorsement.
It doesn't. Let me just chime in here and say that it does not equal an endorsement.
Retweets equals marriage proposals.
Man, we sound like a bell choir with all this chiming in right now.
Whoa.
We sound like a bunch of Beltway. Bunch of establishment shills.
Exactly.
Shillery Krishnan.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Even though I'm not a political person, Hillary Clinton is stealing this election by acquiring the interest of voters.
It's frankly disgusting, and it's an absolute robbery of democracy in this country.
If it comes down to her and Trump,
you got to vote Jill Stein.
You got to vote Jill Stein.
Shill Stein, as I like to say.
You know what these clowns in Congress are doing? What a bunch of clowns. Can I just say...
let me chime in here. You can say that. They are a bunch of clowns.
We will allow it.
But they're a bunch of clowns. They juggle, they take balloons, and they blow them up, and they fold them into shapes like animals and hats.
I mean, like, are we voting for them to do this? Yes! Yes!
We elect them to do that.
Right.
And that's what's so crazy about the system.
I mean, would you elect...
Is that it works perfectly.
Would you elect a non-clown to do that? Those are very clown-specific skills.
I just want to say, again, not a political person.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
He's not a political person.
Yeah.
Nobody came to his birthday.
But I had Bernie Sanders and Barney Frank confused until quite recently.
Yeah? How recent is recently?
How recently? Today when I voted, I said, wait a second, where's Barney Frank? And then I wrote in for Barney. I didn't think it was necessary to put the last name.
Dude, feel the barnstorm, dude.
Dude.
What's up,
love
dude?
The barn.
Big red barn.
That big purple dinosaur.
Barney?
Yeah.
Dude, we gotta get more dinos in this race.
We really do need some more dinos.
Mm-hmm.
And at least 1 to 2 more Landos.
Yes.
So, yeah, we definitely need more Landos. Landos are very underrepresented in politics.
That's true. Good
can
country.
Can I just say now, I clear this on the radio?
Yeah.
Dr. Duke and I were having a conversation about how in Star Wars, the new black character should be the son of Lando, but with no mom. Like, it's just... That's the only bloodline, and we were having this conversation next to Orlando.
What is Orlando?
Right next to Orlando.
Okay. Do I have to say it?
You don't have to say anything.
I'm just confused at what you two, young African-Americans have to say about this.
Right.
We were talking about Landos in front of Orlando, and I was starting to think, hey, maybe we shouldn't talk about Landos right now. I was realizing our conversation wasn't bad, necessarily.
Wait, so when you say he doesn't have a mom, does that mean he's, he was raised with a single father, or he was immaculately conceived by a man?
The Force, midichlorians.
So the Force filled up Lando's belly. Yeah.
No, the Force forced him out of his penis. It is quite a force, I'll tell you that.
Joe, have you noticed this? That there's not been...
Why don't you ask Rowan?
There hasn't been a black woman in the Star Wars movies that isn't actually an alien.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, there had only been like three women before that, so.
You mean a lady Lando?
Yeah, there hasn't been any. So, like, is Finn.
Is
the original Lando going to be Finn's dad, and then his mom is going to be the alien played by Lupita Nyong'o?
You guys got some theories.
Wait, is she in this?
Lupita?
Yeah.
She's just like a little animated person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who is she?
You saw it. She's that little weird, little tiny thing with the weird glasses.
Hey, guys, in the bar. Guys. Mm.
Is that like where like they find the lightsaber?
The old woman?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Lupita.
Shut up.
What's up?
Have you heard this theory that Rey is the reincarnation of Darth Vader?
What?
No.
Hear me out. I don't believe it. It's just really funny. So, the theory is that Rey is the reincarnation
Romano.
Of Darth Vader.
You just said it.
No. Yeah, Rey is the reincarnation of Darth Vader. No,
you've already said it again.
Stop. Don't turn this into a thing that you're going to just go off in stupid tangents and, like, word associate, because that's dumb and boring.
We weren't word associating it. You just kept repeating it.
So, hear me out. So then, the theory is every time the Force goes out of balance, then the Chosen One gets reincarnated, and that's Rey. And then that would set it up for the line where Rey is like, "Who's my father?" And then Luke is like, "Rey, you are my father."
That's weird.
Oh, father. Hardly word association.
Father, hardly know ya.
Father, I didn't know him.
I just want to say for the record, I'm not normally a political person.
Yeah.
That is on the record as it stands. We you know, with every show we keep a record.
Mm-hmm.
We carve that in there.
This one was Either Or by Elliot Smith.
Yes.
That was our record today.
Right.
So again, just to preface, not a political person, but I will say this. I almost lost my I voted sticker today because I almost submitted it into the voting machine.
I thought that's how you voted.
Did you vote in New York today?
Yeah, I voted for Barney.
Oh, private ballot.
Hey.
I felt the barn.
You felt the barnstorm. I thought you were. Are you not a New Jersey voter?
No, I'm a New Yorker.
I'm a New Yorker.
I'm a real New Yorker. I know the best place to get a bagel.
What is it?
Yeah.
Bagel store.
I agree.
As another true New Yorker here on the phone, I also know about the bagel store, the best place for bagels.
I know the best place to get a hot dog. You want to know?
The hot dog barber shop?
I already know.
The bagel store.
They have a huge selection.
Where?
Whole Foods.
One would say a huge selection.
A used selection of hot dogs,
yes.
That's how people say huge. He's not like, Donald Trump doesn't say it weird. He just says huge. What, do you say it like, huge? Like, do you breathe deep on that?
I say huge.
Huge. Oh, you say huge?
Yeah, like,
your non-regional diction?
Like huge Lori, huge Jackman.
He's a pretty big actor.
Huge O' Weaving.
That's how you pronounce his name. I thought he's
like, come here, bro. Give me a huge.
Huge Jackman. I thought it was Jackman.
George Double Huge Bush.
Oh, double no. Huge.
No, I'm not a political person.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. Being a political person is quite nice.
It is.
You're part of the political opinion elite.
The pundit class.
Because you're a political person, when you offer that opinion on social media, it just completely goes under the radar.
Yeah, no one responds.
Yeah.
But. Go on.
You have something?
No.
No, it's just the radio show requires us to say but.
At 12:34.
They like butts and they do not lie.
Well, this is pornographic radio, isn't it?
Yeah. And
it is.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I forgot to ask the second caller. How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. I'm a young Caucasian male who doesn't know much about the economy. So
18.
Yeah. I'm a Bernie bro. I'm that age.
Yeah, I'm a Bernie, bro.
I'm not a Bernie, bro. I'm a Bernie, bro.
That's good.
If Bernie came out and actively supported Reddit and Bernie Bros, I think he would win.
He does post on Reddit once and now and then, now and again, now and then.
The internet, is that how you win?
No.
No.
You win by saying you like to carry hot sauce around with you.
Yes.
You said that.
Who said that?
Hillary, dude.
I didn't actually listen to it.
It's really uncomfortable.
You know what's crazy that I learned the other day?
Like, for real, or was she joking?
She's on a predominantly African-American radio program, much like this one.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're sitting around a table, and, you know, at one point...
We have Future on right now.
Yeah, we do. I don't know which of these... I watched two separate clips from this. I don't know which one was first or which one was later, but one of them, she's talking about how she loves Beyonce. She saw her. She was like... Beyonce. Yeah, Beyonce. She was like... Oh my God, this is great. Which is fine. That's, you know, maybe she does.
I mean, that's how I felt when I met Bay once the first time.
Joey, it's working. You can look at the New York Times published, like, the demographics of people who voted for Hillary versus Bernie.
And they were all Beyonce fans.
They were all Beyonce, yeah, dude. They were all Beyonces.
Everyone's a Beyonce fan.
But anyway, so they... We gained two listeners.
What are we at right now?
Nine.
You just say Beyonce's name and you gain...
But then she went a little further, and this is what I think won her the thing. So they're not talking about Beyonce. The people go, "What's something you like always carry with you?" And Hillary goes, "Hot sauce." And they're like, "Huh?" And then they're like, God damn it. You're making a formation reference.
Wait, is that?
Yeah. There's a lyric that says, "Hot sauce in my bag, swag."
Wait. So now my question is this.
What?
Was that a setup question for her to say that answer? Or did she genuinely come up with that off the cuff? Because you go with it off the cuff. You got to give her props for knowing her bae once.
No. Well, I don't know if she... I mean, it was definitely supposed to be bae once. I don't know if Hillary thought of that right there or if she was programmed, taught to say that.
I mean, like, if she just memorized the song with that level of detail, then, you know, I mean, I've...
No, but that's, like, the line. That's, like, the line people talk about when they do an SNL skit.
Still, dude.
No, I know, but then there's this sick part where, like, so they're all like, "Oh, yeah," and then they're like, "Ah, do you really, though?" And she's like, "Nah." And they're like, "Oh, okay," and she's like, "But did it work?" And it was sick.
Oh, she said that?
She was like, "Did my pandering work?" And they were like, "Yeah, sure."
That's pretty funny.
It was actually pretty, you know, pretty honest.
Yeah.
Because if I could describe women in one word.
Please do.
Hot sauce?
It would be hot sauce.
That's what the show is. Strictly Ladies Joel is really just about describing women in one word.
Uh-huh. Candles.
Now, I have a question about the hot sauce.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
So the first time I heard that reference was in the movie Top Five. Did that just become a stereotype after that movie? Because I never heard about it before that.
Why do they have that?
What is the top five of the movie?
She carries around hot sauce in her bag and she says, like, "Slaver or die" or something. I don't know.
She says what?
But then she takes a tampon and puts hot sauce on it and puts it up that dude from Workaholics butt.
Yeah, I remember that part.
So then Beyonce was like, "Wait a second, is this a thing that we do now?"
Maybe it was already a thing and you're ignorant.
Ignorant.
No, that could totally be the case. I'm very ignorant.
I'm going to look into it. Please hold. Please hold.
If I start carrying around hot sauce in my bag, do I become markedly cooler?
You do.
I feel like I become hotter.
Do you say markedly?
Yeah, markedly. We're talking about marketing.
You know, this is a marketing show.
Yeah. Please talk about
my
marketing.
Brand?
Sorry?
Would it improve my brand? No, wait. Which type of sorry?
The dress.
Wanderlust.
Hear me out. Speaking of marketing, I went to an Indian restaurant on Sunday, and then I was thinking, how about you make a store called Sorry Not Sorries?
Oh, I like
Wanderlust.
Wanderlust.
Bzz, yes.
Bzz.
I can't find the origins of the hot sauce.
Probably peppers.
I'm trying.
Yeah, it's probably peppers, Joe. Listen to the doctor.
I'm trying.
You should listen to me. I'm going to be a doctor.
Are you?
You should listen to me, too.
Which one of you is going to be a doctor first?
Me, technically.
Ooh.
Wait, why? Isn't yours a 5-year program?
It's kind of 5 to 6. 6 if I'm dumb. 7 if I'm really dumb.
So I have 4 years left. I'm almost done my first year.
Even if you're dumb.
Even if I'm dumb?
Like, is it always going to be 4? Like, we got to get this guy out of here. We got new doctors coming in. Just remind them I'm dumb. They're like, you can keep staying here and giving us money.
Oh, yeah, no. Even if I'm dumb, I'm out.
Can I just chime in here?
4 more years.
Yeah. <But we're>
ding-a-ling.
So I've completed my research.
Thank you for holding.
Yeah, thank you for holding. So I'm on ripgenius.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's pronounced Rip Ginus.
No one did.
Huh?
It's Rip.
We were waiting for someone to like make a tangent joke on that. No one did. Keep going.
I did.
Yeah, he did. He said Rip Ginus.
it's Ripped Ginus.
Hey.
And I highlighted the lyric that says, "Earned all this money, but they never gonna take the country out me. I got a hot sauce in my bag, swag." And the genius annotation from 4 contributors. It says
like they all met up and discussed this.
Uh huh. It says
all the council meeting.
It says despite the amount of coin in her purse, she will continue to be the same country girl she was raised as in Houston, Texas, many years ago. Should be as which she was raised, but I'll let it slide.
Oh boy.
I have something to bring up after this.
Okay, good. Her roots show in some of her behaviors, like carrying hot sauce, which has a hyphen here, in her purse. A must-have for a southerner in need of spice at any given time. If she's repping the local Louisiana brands, she's likely carrying Tabasco, Cristal, or Louisiana hot sauce.
Cristal?
Sorry, Crystal.
Oh my God, really? Man. You just pronounced Crystal as Cristal now?
I know, that was a total privilege moment shown right there.
No, we know that they put chili powder in crystal
meth. That's true.
All right. Yeah. Well,
can you just chime in here?
Friends, if I could just chime in here.
Yeah.
We are gathered here today on an auspicious date, to say the least. It is April.
Hitler's birthday?
April 20th.
Hitler's birthday.
Known as 420, which is Hitler's birthday.
Yeah, 420 is just like 421 is known as 421. And, you know, 530 is also known as 530.
So 530 is known as...
It's Hitler's birthday. I think that's pretty special.
Today
he's a friend of the show. Yes. He has called into this radio program numerous times.
And he still hasn't been shut down.
And he what?
He still hasn't what?
He still hasn't been shut down despite it.
Yeah, he lasts.
Yeah. So we would invite Hitler to call in at any point so that we could wish him a happy birthday.
That's
how old
true.
Is he now?
Eight.
Eight. He's 8 years old.
That's in dog years.
Right.
Wait. Hitler. You guys are talking about Hitler. Do you mean Adolf Hitler?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. Adolf Hitler. Oh, no. He's been staying in my apartment for the last 7 years.
Oh, get him out of here.
Oh, wow.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you've had him for 7/8 of his whole life, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll
dog ears, of course.
Hey, Hitler, wake up. Hey, come on over.
Hi.
Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler. Hey,
happy birthday to you.
Oh, you're sweet.
That was the whole song.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
Well...
I don't know.
Do you want me to write? Do you want me to write a second verse?
Yeah,
I can do it.
Yeah, I like that.
Your birthday is happy.
Oh, no,
Hitler.
All right, Hitler. Joe. Hitler, Joe. My friend.
Joe, what's up, man?
How did you? How are you celebrating today?
Me?
Yeah.
You know, dinner with friends. I'm inviting everyone out to Barcade after. We'll see if they show up. I made a Facebook thread about it. They all seemed interested. They renamed the thread about how spectacular the birthday is going to be.
Is somebody coming through with a crew? Is someone on their way with the group?
Said she's coming through with her friends. She's just waiting for them. So I'm really excited.
I'm gonna show up even though I wasn't in the original thread.
Really, Future?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't put you
a future Hitler kebab or collab. It's a
kebab. Can I just chime in here? Can I chime in here? For
please, please. I mean, that's my phrase, but you can do it too.
Yeah. So, are you gonna play any music this episode?
What do you think this is, asshole?
God, this show is just so degraded. I mean, degenerated into just nothing. You don't even play music anymore.
Future's a real douche.
Yeah, Future sucks.
I mean, what is happening here? What is this now?
Dude, Future is real postmodern these days.
Yeah.
You've got classic rock without all the talk.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Someone gets it.
Okay, so are you guys coming to my birthday?
Where is it? Barcade?
I didn't include you in my thread because you're my old friends, and I was aiming high only going for new friends. They seem like my friends.
Yeah.
Why, in the words of our Lord and Savior, Drake.
Hitler, didn't most of your old friends die?
Yeah, Future, you owe Drake that.
Most of my old friends died, except for Dr. Duke. He's been a real sweetheart.
Has that always been his name, or is that kind of a post-1945 name of his?
He was a doctor back then, though.
And you guys are my friends, so you seem like it, except for when you talk about my micro-penis.
We are sympathizers, you could say.
Yes.
Yeah, so do you want me to, request a song or what?
I'd like you to sing a song.
Hitler, I'd like you to sing a song for us. I think it's time that the world heard your voice for real.
Yeah. Because you are an artist,
I've got a song request.
Let's hear this guy's request. That's my birthday demand.
All right, then you got to sing it.
Demands on my birthday.
All right, what is your request?
No, I want you to play music.
All right, Hitler.
You think Future would want something a little more specific than music?
No, can I give you my request?
Sure.
It's an actual music request.
Okay. It's a request for actual music.
Don't make a song about where I have only one testicle.
Okay,
not that
here's
one.
My request. So I wanted Wyatt to listen to this band that I thought was cool and that he'd like, but I'm pretty sure he still hasn't listened to them because he'd probably text me and say, "Hey, I listened to that band," if he did. So
this is
a good opportunity.
Wyatt hands off the phone to me, Hitler. What was the band's name again?
So I want you to play, Joe, I want you to play the song Always On. It's called Always On, and the band is called Death From Above 1979.
Oh, I know that band.
Always On?
Yeah, you definitely didn't.
we could do that.
You would have mentioned it.
We could do that.
Hitler, I got a question for you.
So Joe, when you say we could do that, you mean you're not gonna do that?
I have it open on my Spotify.
Okay, he looks upset.
Hitler, are you a registered voter in New York?
Oh my god.
Me, yeah.
Where, Brooklyn or Manhattan or the island?
Not enough. Good night, guys.
Queens.
Good night. We'll hit that song in a sec.
Queens.
I feel the burn.
Glad that.
Oh,
guy's
you're
gone.
A registered Democrat who supports Bernie. You're not part of. You're not a registered Nazi party.
No, I'm Bernie, bro.
Really?
I've heard that the Democrats are kind of like the Nazis. At least that's what my uncle's been telling me.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen Obama with my mustache? He looks exactly like me.
Shaved?
He took your mustache.
Have you seen those posters where he has my mustache, and then those other ones where he has the Joker smile on his face and says, "Why so serious?"
I thought it said hope.
Oh, that's a different poster.
I love posters, man.
Dude, I like posters, man.
Yo, the fans are saying Dr. Duke was a wet blanket.
I thought he was more of a doctor.
No.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't be on all the time.
You can be on the show all the time, though.
You could be. I mean, it's your birthday today. What?
All the time.
Hitler, we actually forgot to do a PSA, and we're independent now, so we like to create our own, homegrown, cage-free products.
Lab tested.
Farm-to-table.
Yeah, we're
farm-to-table PSAs.
So could you give us a farm-to-table PSA right now for the listeners?
A psa.
Oh, yeah, sure. Can I get some music behind it?
Yeah.
Probably from Death From Above 1979.
here it is. It's on.
Oh, this is great.
All right, guys. Adolf Hitler here. It's my birthday, by the way. You don't have to say, you can just, you don't have to come to my birthday, but it's, you know, it's my birthday. I'll be at Barcade tonight, 10 p.m. Bring your friends, bring the crew. You follow me in the thread. Okay, so all that to say, some of us have penises, and even more, even some of us have smaller penises that sometimes get called micro penises. And you know what? That's actually preferable to a normal penis. We call your penises normies, and we all laugh about it.
So you don't call them macro penises
or enormies.
Okay, those are both better than normie. Because if you just call it normie, they're gonna think it's like we're talking about fans of Norm McDonald or something.
Right.
That's a good point. So anyway, all penises. It's like all publicity is good publicity. All penises are great. I love them all.
Except for enormies.
Yeah, they're too big. Like, get that out of my face.
Do you have them in your face very often?
I mean, Wyatt's flashing me right now. It's his prank. Get out of here, Wyatt. Slap that weenie out of my face.
Are you sure you and Wyatt are just roommates?
I mean, what's a little bit of weenie face between friends?
That's what I always say. I mean, there's a reason why this is a radio show and not a TV show.
Because there's full frontal weenie.
Oh, you bet.
Right now in the studio.
We could just take this downstairs to TUTV.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason why we're on the third floor and not the second. And it's great that these are swivelly chairs and these mics move around because we're moving around.
Hitler, I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you circumcised?
Good question.
See, they were going to try and do that, but if they did it, then the whole... It would have gotten the entirety of the skin, and it would have just looked like a raw nerve, you know? Like, if they tried to cut the foreskin, I'm like, all foreskin.
Oh, you're like, all foreskin.
Like, if you...
I'm all for skin, dude.
If you were to cut it, you would just see my muscles and veins.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm circumcised. You should see it.
Oh, so you are.
It looks like that exhibit, Bodies, where they took the people's skin.
Body Worlds.
Were you in that?
Just my weenie.
Just your weenie.
Just my little micro weenie.
He's so interesting.
He is quite interesting. To be honest, he's a little endearing.
Compares people to me. You compare interesting people to me.
So, Hitler, I got to ask you, what were you doing between 1939 and 1945?
Oh, I visited Poland. I had a cousin there.
How's he doing?
Not great.
Oh, really?
No.
What'd you do when you were there?
Some stuff had to go down.
You what?
Me and my friend, I came in with the crew. We met at a Barcade. You know, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yada.
See, but I actually can't, you know, like, note to all those party guests, be sure to actually show up. Don't just say you're showing up with the crew, because when I go in there, I'm not going to have phone service, so I'm going to keep looking for you the whole night.
Hitler, what were you doing? What were you doing between 1970 and 1972?
Recording Let It Be.
Oh, I see.
Nice. You didn't do a great job.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
I added strings everywhere. It was a bad touch.
What did he say?
He added strings everywhere. It was a bad touch.
Right. They do call him the fifth Beatle.
They do.
So, like, can I go back to bed? Or can I go back to slapping Wyatt's weenie out of my face?
I mean, did you
stop? Hitler, how old are you today?
8.
You know what that means.
But I look a lot older.
Are you going to give me 8 punches? Please don't.
No, I was literally asking you, do you know what that means?
No.
You're only 8.
You're only 8, you fucking idiot. Hey.
I mean, I'm 8. I don't know the secrets of the world yet, or why things happen.
That's true.
I take it one day at a time.
It's very wise from an 8-year-old.
Have you ever noticed that you used to not check your watch or check the time?
But now you check the time all the time.
Feel old yet?
Sorry, it's kind of like I'm having shower thoughts right now. You notice that? Oh,
it's crazy. 1939 was 800 years ago.
Wait a second. What? I feel old right now.
Dude, only 1940s kids remember any of what we're saying.
Yo, I was at a party recently with a bunch of business jerks, and none of them were interested in my question. But you guys seem cool. Can I ask my important question?
Sure, please.
If I were to conduct research, should I only conduct research on 90s kids because they're the only ones who understand, and I want to research into what gives them the powers of understanding, or should I research everyone else because they don't understand? It's like a catch-22.
What are you researching?
Nickelodeon?
You gotta stick with the 40s kids, man.
You gotta go with 1940s kids.
You gotta go with Death from Above 1979 kids.
You know, I love that band. Wyatt's gotta listen to them.
We'll play him on the way out, I think.
Are we approaching the way out yet?
We're approaching. We've been approaching this moment our entire life.
Hitler, I've got a question for you.
Please, now's the time.
Well, we do have Weezer Cruise coming up.
Keep this going. I got to get to my internship.
Hey, Hitler.
Wait, you have an internship?
Yeah, I work at.
It's the Anti-Defamation League.
I work with the ACLU.
Oh wow.
Are you a paralegal or are you?
Yeah, whenever someone has a court case where they tried to talk about God and then their right to talk about God was affected, I'm the lawyer that says you can't talk about God.
Have you been watching God's Not Dead 2 lately?
I was the inspiration for those movies.
Are you played by Melissa Joan Hart?
That's me.
You're Melissa Joan Hart or she's playing you?
No, she's just playing me. That would be too weird if I was both Hitler and Melissa Joan Hart.
Weirder things have happened.
That would renew interest in Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Because I gotta say that show is due for a revival.
It is. 90s kids get that, dude. You know, whenever I see Melissa Joan Hart, I think that's the president.
I feel that way whenever I see Melissa McCarthy.
You think that's...
I don't understand what you meant by that.
What was your question?
My question is this.
Yeah.
Will you be making an appearance at Weezer Cruise? One. And two, what would you like to have happen at Weezer Cruise? What would you want to occur there?
Okay. Now, look. It's from Wyatt's mouth to my ears, so... If I were to go to Weezer Cruise, I would like to actually get this bisque that Wyatt was told about. Because Wyatt left the party to go get lobster bisque, and it turned out that was a total lie, and there was no lobster bisque to be found.
It was a total
so
frat
I'm gonna
move.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to need, like, a basin full of lobster bisque.
A basin.
Bar girl cook it up.
Gotcha.
That we can do that. Sound like a deal?
Sounds kind of like a deal.
All right.
A shake on it?
Yep.
All right, I'm shaking around. Now you got
to
do it.
We're doing great, and we're going to have to sign you off right now. We're gonna play the song that your friend requested that you're supposed to listen to. So
Is the next show looking at you right now impatiently while you have to explain that you're talking to Adolf Hitler?
Uh-huh.
Sort of, yes.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, guys.
It's all good.
Don't report this show.
All right.
Unless you're going to report and say it's good.
Sure. All right, have a nice night.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Be sure to be there.